This is really a sensational piece of music, and it's in six movements, and each movement, each piece, tells a different story about the Bohemian and Smetana's wonderful nationalistic ideas about his country, and not necessarily intended to be played all together. And I found that it was a wonderful success doing Vyšehrad and the Moldau and the Bohemian's Meadows and Fields. So it makes a really nice half of music, and not only hear something familiar like the Moldau, but also hear maybe something that's not so familiar. It's a terrific piece, and I think people will really, really enjoy it.
And like Beethoven, Smetana was struggling with his hearing loss.
Absolutely, and this is something that people may not know, is that Smetana started composing Vyšehrad, the High Castle, in 1872, and finished all six of these pieces in 1879. But in the middle of composing Vyšehrad, he started having signs of deafness. And by the time he was done composing this piece, he was completely deaf. So the pieces other than Vyšehrad, he never really heard, except in his own mind, of course, in his own head. So he was one of the several composers that did go deaf along with Beethoven.
Well, Vyšehrad, or the High Castle, starts out with two harps. So tell us a little bit about these movements.
It does. Vyšehrad is still a castle that sits on a high hill just north of Prague on the Vltava River. And it's the place of great legend, of course. And to set the scenario of this legend, Smetana starts with these two beautiful harps that kind of get us in the mood sort of once upon a time and telling us a story. And after that, of course, the beautiful woodwind harmony comes in, woodwind hymn, and then the strings join in. But it's a beautiful, beautiful piece of music, and one that describes a little bit about the history of that high castle, and not only the good things that happened there, but also some of the ancient traditions and legends that happened there also.
And then the second movement is the famous one that almost everyone should probably know.
Yeah, the Moldau was composed 2 years later. By the way, Moldau is a German term for the Vltava River. It runs through Prague. It starts north of Prague, of course. But this is a very programmatic piece, and it starts with these two flutes that meander back and forth, one depicting the cold water and one depicting the warm water, which is a phenomenon north of Prague where this river starts, and they then become one large river. And this music is great at telling the story of this river running through the beautiful meadows and woods, and there's a farmer's wedding, and there's a beautiful round dance at night and the evening, the mermaids that come out, and then it gets quite tumultuous in the St. John's Rapids, which is just before it gets to Prague. And then, of course, when it gets through Prague, this river meanders through the city of Prague. It portrays a wonderful, stately, majestic river, as you can imagine, and then ends quite quietly once the river subsides south of Prague.
And then you're going to polish off the set with Forests and Meadows. Tell us about that.
Right. Just a year later, Smetana wrote this wonderful From Bohemia's Meadows and Fields, and this is the one tone poem that really doesn't follow any kind of script whatsoever, or poem or legend. It's primarily just a beautiful description of Bohemia's fields and meadows and countryside, and it's full of nationalistic themes and really, really beautiful music. My favorite part in here, there's a part that sounds somewhat like Chopin, which I think is really interesting, but there's some wonderful polkas and really beautiful folk music that Smetana turns into a wild dance at the end. So it's a terrific piece, and I hope your listeners enjoy it as much as I've enjoyed studying and learning this music.